Good afternoon, guys. Looking back at that game yesterday and reflecting over a period of time, you know, it's bittersweet in a lot of ways. I really liked the way our guys competed and played as hard as they played. That was encouraging when you watch the tape to see some of the good things they did throughout that ball game. And, you know, we end up falling short as far as getting the win. But even in the overtime, you could see the fight in our players, the way they continued to push to try to get that win. And we just couldn't come up with that one play at the right time to get that win. But it wasn't for a lack of want to or guys just laying it on the line, you know, every single play. We just, you know, couldn't find that way to get that play that would have won it for us. And it cost us, whether it was 4-minute offense or 2-minute defense, you know, it just didn't happen. We did a good job of moving the football up and down the field on offense. You know, put up some great rushing stats. It was great to see the way Adrian played along with Toby. I mean, they did an outstanding job offensive line. Opened up holes throughout the day. Christian had a solid game as well. Cordero did a great job for us. We had a lot of guys who stepped up and made plays, but, you know, we were 2-for-5 in the red zone. So we had some opportunities to score touchdowns, but we kicked field goals. And when you're on the road against a good team, you know, you want to be able to score touchdowns in those situations, and we didn't get enough of them to really secure the win. And defensively, did so many things for so long in that game, and then to not be able to make a play on that 4th and 6 that could have helped us to secure a victory, or the 4th and 1 as well. I mean, those were crucial situations where we couldn't come up with the play that was necessary to close it out. But the guys, I mean, they fought and fought, and you know, we just came up short, at least for getting a win. But it gives you hope about what can happen. There were so many good things that happened in that game that tells me the way we played on the road, the fact that we're coming back home this week against another divisional opponent, if we continue to work like we worked this past week, improve like we improved when you watch the play of that ball game, we'll have a very good chance of having success when we line up on this coming Sunday at home at Mall of America Field. Injury-wise, we came out okay. The only guys that will be questionable will be Joe Webb and Xavier Rhodes. Both suffered a concussion, so we'll find out as the week goes on what will happen with them. Other than that, we came out, you know, fairly well for the most part. Tough when you're dealing with injuries, but that's where we are. We may even get Harrison Smith back. We're expecting him to practice on Wednesday, so that'll be good news if he's able to get through that practice. And, you know, we're 2 weeks away before he's eligible to get on the field, 2 games away. So, but the fact that he'll be able to practice on Wednesday is a good sign for us, and we're looking forward to having him back. You probably heard the news regarding A.J. Jefferson. He was released this morning. I can't really comment on his release or what happens from this point on regarding him, but I can inform you that is a fact. He was released. We expect to have Aaron Henderson back. I know he's in the building today. I haven't had a chance to speak to him, but everything I've heard has been positive, so I'll sit down and talk with him this afternoon. But I'm excited about our guys working as hard as they are and competing the way they competed against a divisional opponent yesterday, and look forward to the work ahead of us this week during Thanksgiving week.
Can you at least address why you went ahead and released AJ? I mean, in other cases, you kind of waited for the legal system to play out.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if I could, Chip, but you know, it's best that I not comment regarding AJ at this point.
Or was it a mutual decision? Can you at least say whose decision it was to release him?
Yeah, it's mutual. I mean, it's whenever we make a decision regarding our players, it's something that we do together.
What will you do with that roster spot? I know you have Harrison coming up. You got to make a decision on Childs. Will you hold on to it, or will you do something this week?
We'll talk about it. I mean, everything is so sudden right now, but we'll talk about it throughout the day and tomorrow as well and come to a conclusion, you know, what's best.
Can you see using Blanton again at corner just with the way your depth is at that position right now?
That's possible. You know, he was thrust into that role this week, and I thought he held his own. You know, that holding penalty they called, man. But I thought he held his own. He did a good job. So we'll see where we are depth-wise.
Is there Aaron's personal situation cleared up? Is he back for good, or is it something he could still miss time for?
I haven't talked with him yet, Chip, but I will this afternoon, so I'll get a little bit more clarification.
Can you comment yet on any reason for it at this point?
I cannot. I cannot.
The way Audie played, is it possible he could stick there as your starter and maybe move Aaron back outside? Is that something you'd consider?
I tell you, he did a really good job yesterday for us. The step in, you know, he hasn't had any true game experience other than in the preseason at that position. So it was encouraging to watch the way he moved around and some of the plays that he made. So we're going to talk about it this afternoon as a staff and just see what's best. But he did some things to make you, you know, take a hard look at, you know, where we are. The way they fought, you know, even when the game got into overtime, Dave, I just sensed that they were working as hard as they could to win that game. They were doing everything possible. Even Green Bay had the ball with 2 minutes to go to try to come back and drive down and kick a game-winning field goal. Our defense, you know, shut them down, and that could have been easily. Here we go again, you know, but they didn't. So I do sense that there's a belief there that things are headed in the right direction. We just got to get a W, you know, and we'll have a chance to get that done this weekend.
Do you see anything on these missed tackles? I mean, it seems that they kind of come in bunches.
Mm. Well, you got to wrap up, Joe. We didn't do a good job of wrap tackling. The back, Eddie Lace, is a very good back. He's watched tape. We saw him breaking tackles with other teams, and he's had some big days. And we talked about gang tackling, get multiple people to the ball. And at times we did, there were other times we didn't. And when it's one guy trying to make a tackle against a back like that who's very good after contact, it creates some problems for your defense. And we obviously didn't tackle as well as we needed to.
Patterson, in your mind, what's clicked with him in the last 3 weeks to where he went from being a guy who really didn't have much of a role as a receiver to now all of a sudden, you know, looks like an important part of your offense?
I think it's just been a maturation over the course of the season, Chip. I don't think it was the light bulb all of a sudden went on. I just think he's been growing, you know, all along. And, you know, in a situation where Jerome thrust him into a different role, and we've tried to, and we were doing this all along, just increasing, you know, what we did with him. But now he's a starter, and he's really embraced that opportunity. And, you know, we're continuously trying to find ways to get him the ball. But I think it's just a process that he's been a part of over the course of the year.
Every defensive snap, was that a plan to work him that much going in, or was it something you just saw him playing and just wanted to stick with him?
Well, we talked about it, you know, during the week, knowing what Michael Monte's situation was coming off an injury. And if Audi played well early, you know, stay with him, see how he's doing. And man, it seemed like the more he played, the more plays he made. And so there was no reason to really